It's great to be back here. It's your old friends Chuck Froth and Stephanie Finch.
Thank you.
Catholic priest one time and hit me Rollins fan. I lost in your parades and I fought so they got wars. All but in my father's house there are no dogs. Kiss me up.
Wishes that he was in some other.
I could be blessed. I would sing true love right out of your chest, and I'd get the paper and get myself dressed. I have my mouth on the mystery's bread. Temple Beautiful. Does anybody remember that? All right. Can you put a little bit of light on the crowd? Is that possible? I'm assuming there's somebody running the lights. Yeah, just a little more. A little. Oh, that's a handsome looking crowd. Okay. I got a photographic memory for faces, so if anything gets weird. Anyway, that was a song by Ezra Furman. This next song is a song off our Temple Beautiful record that we put out a few years ago. And of course, you guys know that's a record that was written about and inspired by the city we come from, San Francisco, California, Startup City, USA. And it's about the history and the people and the characters. And this is a song that's written about a couple characters. I don't know how to describe these guys, but if Cain and Abel had gone into the strip club business, it would have been these two guys, the Mitchell brothers, Jim and Artie Mitchell, and longtime San Francisco troublemakers, free speech advocates, and they're gone, but their nightclub, the O'Farrell Theater, is still there, and so here in San Francisco, I hear it's really great. I've never been in there myself. This is dedicated to anybody who came here with a brother tonight. I'm going to dedicate it to my right-hand man, Stephanie Finch, here on the piano. We'd like to send this out to brothers, like the Everly Brothers and the Alva Brothers, Phil and Dave, of course. And when we're on this side of the pond, we'd like to send out a prayer for those two brothers in Oasis. And with a message that it's always best to forgive. And also, we want to send this out to the great Ray and Dave Davies of the Kinks. See if we can't get those guys to agree to do a reunion, and I think we could have it right here. Where are we? Anyway, that's a great place. It's a nice place. You up for it, Stephanie?
I'm ready.
All right, you ready to pump the crowd up?
Chuck, I'm just trying to pump myself up.
All right, this is called The Left Hand and the Right Hand. Thank you.
together, still at each other's throats. Breaking strings, dropping beats, singing all of the wrong notes. Oh, but no one can harmonize the way those brothers do.
so great to be here tonight because we get to play a lot of songs we don't normally get to play. One of the reasons is that, quite frankly, can you turn off that tape recorder, sir? That the reason I mention this is that, quite frankly, our band, they just can't handle these songs. And when I say they can't handle the songs, what I mean is that they can play them just fine, but they just break down, blubbering and crying. And it's just unprofessional. So we're going to play a song now. And I also figure because we're in this sort of like PTA night, that it's okay to talk a little bit about the songs and where they come from and things like that. Is that cool? So this next song is a song that was on a record we put out a couple of years ago, and we had the privilege of playing this song on the late night television show, the David Letterman show. Kind of a big deal at the time, still is. And one of the things that was kind of cool about that is that after we finished performing the song, they just pretty much threw us out on the street and put us back in the shuttle van to go to the airport. And as we were going to the airport, everybody in the band, because it was live television, everybody in the band, their cell phones were blowing up, you know, and I just got a cell phone, and I was like, is this thing okay? Can you check this out, one of you guys? This doesn't seem to be working. And so nobody called to congratulate or say anything. And yeah, true story. And there's a lot of haters out there. And I've been known to be one. Actually, when we got back to Oakland, it was raining, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and our car, I somehow left the lights on, and the battery was dead, and so we just sat there in the rain, and feeling good about ourselves, and a couple days went by, and still no call. You know, finally, you know, the call I was waiting for, the phone said, "Mom," and I picked it up and said, "Yeah, this is going to be good." And she said, "Oh, hi, honey. Yeah, well, I just wanted to check in and say that your father and I stayed up the other night to watch you on the television. And, honey, I have to tell you, that's not my favorite song of yours." It's called... And this is the song. And it's called "You Can Make a Doubter Out of Jesus."
Wander off without me, you won't find
off your list. My head tells me it's time to
sorrow.
The city.
this is the first night of our, well, it's the second night of our tour, and it's our first night of our tour with Jesse, and tonight's a very special night because after the show, ladies and gentlemen, we got merchandise for sale in the lobby. Here's one off a record called No Other Love. It was released in the year 2002, and this one's called I Bow Down and Pray to Every Woman I See. Appreciate you coming out. We're going to play a song now your sins. And this is a song dedicated to so many of the heroes that we lost in 2016. And it's called, It Was a Bad Year for Rock and Roll. I don't want to bring anybody down or anything, but you know, I mean, we did lose a lot of heroes, but I just want to say, as for the songwriting business, I think Brexit's gonna be great. It's just like my opinion. We agreed to get together and go on a kind of a songwriter tour. And while we were on the tour, we played along the West Coast, like Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and stuff. And the first night that we got together, I could tell that he was a kind of energized, wiry dude, you know. And we were all sitting backstage, just, you know, staring at some cheese and
things that people do backstage. And out of nowhere, Ryan just picked up a guitar and he bolted it, and he opened this door and he just jumped in there and he shut the door behind him. And I was like, I don't know, it looked like a broom closet or something, you know, like I saw like a broom or a bucket or something. And I know the guy very well, so, you know, I heard this sound in there like, for a while, and I was like, okay, all right, that's cool. He's warming up. And then after about 10 minutes, the door flies open, and Ryan says, hey, man, I just wrote 5 songs in there. You want to hear one? And I said, yeah, I got a pretty good feeling I'm gonna, but, and so he sang this song, you know, pumping me up, steal my records, however it goes, and I wish I could sing. And it was amazing, you know, I mean, it just stopped me in my tracks. It was stunning. And then that night, he played it on stage, and it was so beautiful. And so Kim and I don't know where, Ryan fucked off to something or another after the gig, and Kim and I rode back to the hotel, and it was in the rain, we got lost, and we were frustrated, and finally we got our keys and everything, and we were standing there in the lobby. I was like, well, yeah, I guess I'll see you tomorrow. She goes, yeah, see you tomorrow, man, another gig. I said, oh, one thing, how about when Ryan Adams went into that closet and he came back out with that song? And she goes, well, I wasn't going to say nothing, but, you know, he played me that song like 2 weeks ago. I still thought it was pretty great. I didn't care. I took a drive out of prison. I wound up at the taco stand. I changed my clothes in the parking lot. Thought about our wedding plans. Then I looked up at the foothills where I used to hide with you. You gave me in. And I'm lost inside my skin. No messages to send. Don't cry,
don't cry.
It's to you stay again. Well, I came back around to hide out for the holidays. That was over 13 months ago. I don't know if I'll ever escape. So I'm back where we started, just a working from room to room. Thank you.
Where we're all over.
Yeah.
got a little bit for them.
Who rose out of the morning mist? Open my heart like a baby's fist. You did. And who cleared the static and made it sing? Who put the wheel on the gravy train?
Feeling lazy.
Air is warm and sky is hazy. There's people getting down, getting crazy. People getting down, getting stupid and crazy. Well, come on, summertime.
Thank you, Michael Plummer, for putting it all together.